reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, lovely friends from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is Arab English Radio. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. This is Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita.
Yeah.
And Zahra.
And Sister Zahra. Well, assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaikum
assalam, dear.
And you know the ritual. You have to introduce yourself very much briefly. Tell us about your background and let us know you more.
I'm Zahra, and I'm a computer science student. I also attend HOSA and have finished my second stage studies in HOSA and I'm completing my degree in computer science.
So that's very good. Wish you best of luck.
Computer science, your literature, and that's
what a combination.
Beautiful combination.
Yeah.
And I'm Bita, by the way, and it's a pleasure for me to be here again. I'm studying medical science, and that's it.
Yeah, thank you for being
You're
here,
welcome.
Both of you. Well, once more, I have the pleasure to sit here with these very dear guests. And as for today, we're going to have another interesting topic to discuss. Well, like always, you know, in here we discuss all the things that would bring us back to the real world.
Yeah.
And the realities of the world are not always so interesting. Sometimes there is this prevailing notion that goes everywhere that says if you do not have a heart, if you do not have emotions, or at least let's just rephrase it in a better way, that if you do not use your emotions, it's going to be as a defense mechanism that would defend you from all the harshness and the possible consequences that might plague you with their difficulties.
Yeah. So like if you have a stone heart, you're not going to feel good things, but you're not going to feel bad things necessarily either.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, put on a defense mechanism so tough that nothing gets through.
But does it worth?
No, it's definitely not worth it.
No, for sure. You know, it was a time for me that I felt like I have to be so much strict and so much, for example, be like serious with all the people around me and show no feelings and no emotions in order to be serious, in order to be successful in this and that. And I was a teenager, by the way, at that time. And, you know, I wanted to be that. And even at this time that I feel like I'm just a bit more mature compared to that time, I feel like still I have this tendency in me that I don't want to show my emotions because I feel like showing emotions is a weakness itself. And I believe that this mindset comes back to your childhood. For example, the teachings of your parents, the teachings of
like
school.
What we hear, they tell to a boy would never cry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Those kind of, I don't know what to call these things, but these are destructive.
Yeah, these are not constructive, of course.
They probably just, you know, when you, as they say, when you bottle up your emotions, they're not going anywhere. You're blocking them and just letting them build up and be undealt with till they turn into like a exploding force.
Exactly.
Then when something really ticks someone off, it just gets let out, all of it. So usually people who bottle up their emotions are actually more emotional, but they just can't express it. And therefore, they can't form good social connections because, you know, it's hard to become friends with a stone wall.
Yeah.
And at the very first place, why they feel like they have to hide it?
Usually
they have to bottle it up.
If they haven't learned how to properly manage their emotions or if they've been constantly told off for their emotions, they end up turning to behaviors like this, which is destructive in parenthood itself as well.
Yeah.
So they usually end up raising children who are also like
the same as their fathers.
Emotionally constipated.
Yeah, which is very sad, unfortunately. Psychologically speaking, if you go through traumas in your childhood, then when you grow up, you would develop some sort of fears. Like one of those fears is fear of abandonment, like fear of betrayal, and the anxiety. Most of these people who are inclined who are more eager to keep their emotions for themselves and to hide it up, they all suffer from anxiety, mostly.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's a reflection of their disease. I call these things a sort of disease because, you know, as human beings, we all have to show it. What's wrong with it?
It's not a disease. You know, it's so harsh to call something like that a disease.
What is it then?
It's a disorder. You know, I mean, there is organization for you. There is a kind of structure in order to live healthy. And when you go beyond this structure, because of so many factors that we may talk in this episode, is a kind of disorder, is a kind of things that you can solve it easily. It's curable, but...
Easily.
Not that easily. I mean,
no,
why easily?
Easily?
I mean, you have to have this hope in order to it will be solved, okay? And I don't know why you have this defensive mechanism over this thing that you have to show your feelings. No, not all the time.
No, I'm not one of those people
and
who would
even
show her
showing
emotions.
Your feelings
every
has
now and
its
then.
Own limitations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we talked about that
structure.
After the break.
Okay.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, yes, we're talking about is it good to show our emotion or no, and why is it so prevailing? Why people talk about emotions as if it's a crime that if you show it? Well, yes, this is Back to Reality. Sister Bita and Sister Zahra are helping us with this topic. So, we were talking about emotions, and then showing emotions is good, but you must be moderate. I feel this is the best way to put it. You have to be moderate. That spontaneous overflow of feeling at any moment is not the best thing you could do.
I believe this lack of balance in every field that you go through is the main cause of all the difficulties and all of the problems that we face. So when it comes to emotions, and at a first step, you have to learn how to control your emotions. I mean, before talking about showing or hiding emotions, you have to learn how to control them in yourself.
But the first question is, do I have to control my emotions?
Why not?
But no, really, why do I have to control my emotions?
Well, I guess the question, it's not so much about controlling your emotions, it's about managing your emotions. You know, like, as a parent, or as, you know, just a normal member in society, when you interact with people, you get angry, you get happy, you feel love, you feel
pain. So why should I control it?
Because, like, you know, like, it's kind of like emotions have a flow. They're kind of, like, similar to water. If they flow outside of their channel, then it ends up turning into, it can turn into a flood. It can turn into a destructive
force. Like a volcano.
Force. Yeah, like somebody can be like, I'm angry, I want to go smack somebody. I love somebody, I'm going to go, you know, leave
so
my family.
So anarchy would happen.
Yeah. But at the same time, if you don't let emotions flow, then things get dry and cold and... people lose motivation to move, to interact, to, you know, live like human beings. And so if you learn how to manage them and put your emotions, that flowing energy, force, life-giving material into the proper riverbed, into the proper channel, then it's good.
There you know, I believe there is no sharp contradiction between emotions and logic. But most of the time, emotions do not follow logic. Okay, for example, you are so much angry that you want to hit someone. Is it logical? No. You want to do that? Yes. But you have to do that? No. Because this is not logical.
Sensibility check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is the answer to your question.
Yeah,
you need to be logical and rational.
So we have to be logical in this world.
Yeah.
At the same time, we have to manage our emotions. The reason that why we have to manage our emotions is because we are living in a sensible, apparently sensible world, and we have to go according to laws and rules. And those rules do not let me just go with the flow, just the way that I like to go. So now this is just one point to what we're talking.
Yeah.
But how can I control my emotion? Now that we came to this point that we have to manage or control or whatever word you put in that part, Now that we came to accept it, so how are the ways to just manage it, to control it? Do we have narrations that would tell us that we have to control and manage our emotions?
I don't have anything off the top of my head, but I know there are many narrations that we have about expressing your love, expressing your care towards your family members, your children, your spouse. Also about how, we have an ayah that says, والقادمين الغيظ, people who feel anger. It's not saying people who don't feel anger, people who manage their anger. So emotions are valid, they're affirmed. People should be feeling emotions because they're not humans if they're not feeling them. But they also need to be managing them and putting a stopper to it, as in not managing, just controlling, blocking them, just creates that that flow of water to get built up behind a dam. And then one time when that dam weakens, it will explode and it will flood out and it will show itself in ways that are harmful to an individual and their society.
So I shouldn't keep it up. I shouldn't hold it inside myself. I shouldn't bottle it up. But at the same time, I have to manage it.
Let it express through its proper means.
Yeah, proper ways. That's very important, proper means. Like, for example, when we are angry, it's very difficult to think of the proper means. Mm-hmm. And the words just come out of our mouth without thinking about the proper means.
Yeah.
What about you, Sister Bita? What are the ways to manage it?
I believe the first step towards the management of emotion is the acceptance that you have this feeling. Because most of the time when we feel like we are angry, we are jealous of someone, we are this and that, we deny it. No, I'm not jealous of you. I'm just happy.
No.
Oh my God. And you know, this behavior should be corrected at the first step. When you go through this acceptance of that feelings that you have, whether it is a bad feeling or a good feeling, you have to go and dig that feeling in yourself. Why? What is the reason of that feeling in you? What are the triggers that will actually put oil and these flames of emotions in you? And when you go through this process of thinking and seeking knowledge about your emotions, then is the time to know the methods of controlling your emotions. I believe the key attribute for controlling emotion is patience. When you are patient, you don't get angry easily, you don't get sad easily, you don't get
happy. So according to you, the best way to manage our emotions is to practice patience.
Exactly.
And according to you, it was to express it by the proper means.
Yeah.
So now if I just want to wrap it all up and make a gist of today's episode and put it in a nutshell, I would say that human beings without their emotions are just lost. So we need it, both the logic and the emotion. The logic would tell you how to express your emotions. And the ways to express those emotions is just as the sister mentioned, is by knowing the proper means. And according to Sister Bita, it's about your patience. And I would just put it this way, that as we grow older, as we start interacting as active individuals in society, we would learn the ways of controlling and managing our emotions. It's something that would come to you, that you would acquire by just growing older, by having more of interactions, by helping yourself develop mentally, psychologically, and even socially. All of these things would happen as you grow older, as you get to a stage of maturity. So I think we all have the ability to have emotion and at the same time to express it in the best way possible, and also to control it and manage it without just letting it kill us from the inside. Mm-hmm. And this is the key point, I suppose. This was all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت.